شعور سوء قائم على دين المسلمين ليس 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 The smaller the part, as they call it, potentially, more powerful it becomes. So, if you really think that the bigger thing is more powerful, but the clear science is also true, that greater the potency, the smaller the dose, the smaller the size. So, similarly, as you described, that what is so,
fraction and fraction,
unlimited is smaller.
Few days as Jeff has been coming to greet you, practically everyone who you've had a conversation with has brought up this question, what is good and what is bad, what is sinful activity? It seems that people have great difficulty discriminating today between good and bad.
What is your answer?
You've answered very nicely that whatever the authority says is good, is good. Whatever the supreme authority says is bad, is bad. Independently of what our own way of thinking is, we have to ultimately answer to the supreme authority. Even that that lady, she gave the example that in society certain things are good, but they've bent the law that things which were once bad, they're now accepted as good. Could you explain that whatever the authority says is good, is good? So the only difference I can see is that the goodness and the badness that Krishna has defined are eternal.
Bad is this material world, and good is spiritual. The material world, the discrimination of good and bad is mental problem.
Hello, darling.
Team of Dal of the Rish of Alisha.
Pious activity is that activity which brings us to the spiritual world, and impious activity, activity which reaches us here. Or even the pious activities of the material world considered bad.
Pious activities are impious activities in this material world. They are different.
Does one have a better chance of reaching to the spiritual platform if he is performing pious activities?
Yes. Fast, not sure. Mm. like charity, it's five activities. But if the charity, by chance, it is given to a Vaishnava, then it becomes a lit or spiritual. And charity given for opening hospital, it is the same. Imperfect. People are inclined for to do something like that, opening a school, opening a hospital. And if you go to such person that we want to open a temple, they will not. There are many things. And as if there is no school. There are many schools, there is open school and hospital. But if you go for some charity for opening a temple, there are so many.
Like last night, everyone was giving money for this hospital program. The meeting there.
Was there any book sale or?
Some. I think that lady that you preached to the night before last, she bought a Bhagavad Gita.
She bought. Read.
The Bhagavan, that the single elements alone in the body do not have life. The blood does not have life. The air does not have life, and so on. How would you prove that all of them combined together don't have life? How would you prove that?
You do not find in the water, in the air, in the fire, the five elements. You do not find there is life. But what is it? That life force. We are trying to prove that combination. Okay, there is life. But actually, by analytical study, you don't find life. First example is this breathing. Everyone is under the impression that breathing is life. So when breathing is stopped, the air is stopped. Just make some artificial way of breathing, bring life.
Let me say that that is only one aspect.
Every aspect you said, as well, is take water, take fire. Very light. That's like heat. Heat in the body. It is fire. So everything you take, which is constituted, is what? Analyze separately and find out light. What is light?
They may say that a combination produces.
Combine it. There is everything is there. You combine and put it right. Combination produces and you combine. But then you combine and produce life. You simply speak like rascals. Take the water is there, the air is there, the fire is there. You combine to it. Now we are so much advanced in scientific knowledge. Combine it and produce life. What is their answer?
They'll say that they can't do it.
Then they wait to speak that tell that there is like.
But they
cannot do what you cannot do, why do you speak? Like an answer.
They will say nature does it.
In fact, what that means you are a tell, nature is above you. Then what is nature? be submissive. You are submissive already. It doesn't matter whether you accept or not, nature is pulling it. Nature is stronger than the outcome. Then why would you have declared that you are independent? Policefully declaring independence. As soon as you are dependent, you must have to accept God. Let us know who is God and what is God. But somebody to control me, your activity is Jesus.
Well, but in the early 50s, the scientists performed an experiment which substantiates their theory that life comes from matter, and they actually created a one-cell being. They made one cell which had life in it. It moved and like an amoeba.
What is your good arm? What is it? Arm now.
Well, they've done it. They can do it by creating certain conditions. They use
by the way, we did not do
amino acids and water and electricity. But this gave great strength to their theory that life can come from matter because they created a one-cell amoeba. They say they created it. Life actually
came in. And ready to prove.
Well, the scientists saw it.
Scientists saw it. They saw it. They got their home.
They put the chemicals and then it moved. It became alive.
I like that.
So many years they haven't done anything else.
So that's as far as they got, but it really boosted their theory. Convinced them that they thought they would be able to create life.
Oh, yes.
There's also a scientific argument against that, that the there may have been the life conditions, or the conditions conducive to life, so therefore life came.
Yeah.
But not the death, but it was produced by chemical combination. Anyway, there's actually an opposing argument, scientific school that opposes that idea that they actually produced the life. Some of them said that the life was already there in the water.
Life is different from you.
Yes.
That is ours. They are attracted by this variety of materials. And when time is put into death, everything is moved on the side. And he accepts the body of the dog. Accept by compulsion is type of body according to activity that it is. Big minister, Pandijal, he spent so much time and energy for creating this. If after death he has become a dog, then what is it? You cannot say that he has not become a dog. The Dehantara Prati, one has to accept another body, and what kind of body one has to accept, who is safe? His work, what he has done, that is.
When you asked him to join us, he said, I cannot do it.
No. Jain or not Jain, I mean to say that if I see that somebody has become dog, next life, you cannot say that not, he has not become a dog. But we are not true. At the kingdom that will not be allowed to stay in your kingdom, and by your action you have to accept another body, and what kind of body you are going to accept, you do not know. Therefore they denied next part.
It's just amazing, Srila Prabhupada, how the eternal spirit soul can become so implicated in this material world.
Implicated by desires. The desiring all is constantly. So, the desire makes your next body. And we, living entity in this material world, is desiring how to enjoy. What is your question?
How the eternal spirit soul becomes so completely absorbed that completely forgets about the future and simply becomes absorbed in some temporary sense gratification.
That is a material existence. Material existence means to satisfy senses. That is material existence. Then to see that everyone is planning for some exercise. One man will be Kamal Krishna saying that he was eating motor car.
Planning of a motor car.
What is the meaning of this? But he is desiring like that, that I shall be a famous man by eating motor car.
He's desiring for fame.
Huh?
He's desiring for fame.
Yes. Everyone can understand what is the use of this fame, but he is desiring. This is going on. That is the cause of his bondage. This life he is desiring to eat motor car, next time he is desiring to eat something, enjoy something. A variety of monodharma. Mental concussion, and that is his bondage. Krishna is so kind, whatever he desires, he is giving the first desire.
Srila Prabhupada, is it more natural to love someone else?
Huh?
Is it more natural for someone else to enjoy or for ourselves to enjoy?
No, it is personal love. You are desiring something, and you get the opportunity.
So then to love Krishna is unnatural?
Yes. No. That is natural. And everything else unnatural. The principle of loving Krishna is distributed in so many ways. Instead of loving Krishna, I'm loving so many nonsense. And you're becoming interested. The principle is love. But instead of loving the right person, you are loving so many people.
Going wild. What is the use of becoming a pundit? So the other day I was in the in one shop, and a man was asking me about Krishna consciousness, one of the shop owners. So I told him one verse, Sarva Dharman Paritya Jivam Ekam Sharanam Raja. He did not know it, but he called over one of his employees, and he was a pundit. He was working in the shop as a salesman. So I was thinking that he'd become a pundit, but he was working in the shop as a salesman.
And he has become a servant of a person who does not know
him. Yes, he does not know anything, but he has become servant. About some other pundits wanted to get Narottam Das Thakur out of the town. Because two of his students, one posed as a beetle seller and one as a potter. And when the men came to kick Narottam Das Thakur out of the town, they first stopped to get some beetles. And the beetle seller was quoting Sanskrit verses. And then the potter was also taught in Sanskrit verses, so they thought if the beetle seller and the potter of this town are such great pundits, what must Narottam Das Thakur be like? So they left the town immediately. Krishna is the ability in man.
Krishna is the ability in man. Krishna is the ability. Krishna is
everything. Yes. Is it all right to think sometimes when there is some success that is more due to you than to Krishna? Because you've taught us about Krishna, you've taught us how to speak, etc. In other words, when there's some success, can we think that it's due to you more than to Krishna, or both, or?
That means Shastra, both. So, Guru Krishna could keep by a part. Or feel a part. By the grace of Krishna, one gets Guru. And by the grace of Guru, one gets Krishna. If one is sincerely seeking after Krishna, the Krishna gives him a guru, and the guru teaches him how to do it.
Sometimes Srila Prabhupada's devotees want to know what your greatest pleasure would be. Hmm? What your greatest pleasure would be. How you would want your disciples to.
Lord Buddha, full of compassion. Send us, send us. Because people are suffering for want of Krishna consciousness. Let them have this Krishna consciousness and become happy. Yes.
People are very more respectful in Jagannath. Mm.
Mani Namaha there. Even who has no respect for Jesus. Everyone, not for his material position, but because he is part and parcel of this.
Sure.
Are also coming here?
Please to the Prabhupada?
Yes. For one is Hans, 6 months.
He's not scheduled to come, perhaps later on. He has some programs scheduled. The Prabhupada?
Hmm.
Sometimes the question is raised that Lord Chaitanya predicted the holy name will be preached in every town and village throughout the world.
Mm.
So, to what extent will it be preached?
That will depend on the preacher.
In other words, will there be preaching centers in every town and village, or will it just be a question of traveling through and preaching to the people and sticking off that we've been there?
Traveling is essential. If possible, there may be something.
But our ambition should not be simply to go to every town and village, simply so that we can say we went to every town and village. Should actually start.
Why is it everywhere? Town, village, everywhere. Abhutha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Moha. Hare Hare. Karuna. I am a good friend.
Engagement is unlimited.
The message was the poor man thinks that this gentleman has got convicted house. He could have one. Huh? And the spiritual one. Without designing, there is already a good house here. Bro.
Everyone can ride in the airplane in a spiritual way. Because everything is a pleasure trip for Krishna. Written in a purport of Srimad Bhagavatam, that in the Vaikuntha Pranas, everyone can ride in the airplane.
Yes, yes. They say that when they come by, they will learn. But the way of analysis is such that it is not complete.
In fact, you mean that even if they have a completely combined body, say a dead body, they still can't bring life back to it. Even if there's a body that's already combined, say someone is inside, they still can't bring life back.
Yeah, right. So, is that what you said? Huh?
This way she was helpful. In 57.
How does it know?
We are in Vrindavan's orbit. And look at business is doing very well.
Ah. Producing life, Mukul?
Yes, you look at that.
So you return me my money, I gave 20,000.
That will be returned.